Gary, do you read Gary?
We're looking for Gary.
Copy, please, Gary.
Yeah, this is Concrete Penguin calling out.
Hey, Gary, you out there, Gary?
Are you there, Gary?
Where's Gary?
Has anyone seen Gary?
There's only one Eugene Pollack in the Gary, Indiana phone book. I was looking for his uncle by the same name, but instead I found this Eugene.
Yeah, I'm still small. I'm just kind of like...
It's fun though, right?
Almost.
Sort of.
I'm kind of nervous.
I'm sorry. Don't be stressed out.
I never been like, I never had nothing exciting. Never did nothing exciting. Kind of a low tone.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So he's taking me around a neighborhood in Miller.
Can I go straight here?
Yeah, okay. To the corner.
He just bought an old house here.
So do you run a construction business? Is that...
No. I'm kind of like on disability thing, and then, you know, I have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't give you enough money to live on, you know?
Yeah.
And then my friend told me about this place, and then I bought it, with, you know, and now it's just kind of like... all these guys know carpentry and stuff. And
so you're just fixing the place up?
Yeah, just to kind of rent it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my kids go to St. Bridget, too, and it's really expensive.
Okay.
We pull up to the house and get out. There's a boy there, 11, maybe 12. He has glasses and apple cheeks and an oversized black T-shirt.
So, Terrence, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
This is Robin.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, this is my friend. I watch out for these guys. Just fix their bike once in a while if I need something. You know,
yeah, put my a patch bike's on a flat. My West Coast chopper bike.
Oh, man. Sounds like you need a patch on it.
Yeah.
We'll go get it. No one helps them out. I guess they got no mom. Or their mom's okay. I don't know what's going on. Their mom divorced her dad. Got some woman that she lives with now at her mom's house. So it's like weird situation. I guess there's nothing wrong with that. But just living with your mom's house when you bring your girlfriend in, it's kind of like, and your kids. You know, why can't they can live with their dad's house? And there's something wrong there. It's like world sometimes. It's like, I don't know. I don't think myself, like, I don't even think, like, what the heck, you know? Is things getting better or worse? Things progressing. I know that. Time will always go on, huh? They'll get, just time leaves people behind sometimes. I just got enough of what my little pie is here. And I got to work with that. I got two kids I got to take care of, and you know.
Hi.
Hi, girl. That's the bike I fixed.
Yep. Two little girls, a little on the scruffy side, both on bikes.
Oh, my other pedal was just broke. And my brother needs his tire fixed.
You know what I need? I need a bike with this on it. A bike that has a bend on it. Yeah, just like that. And I need to take the pedals off because I don't have any more pedals. That was my last one. Go find a bike laying around. Someone threw a bike away. You know? Just make sure it doesn't have a bolt that goes right through there. And it's a bent arm like yours is. Like hers is. I even got you a bike coming.
My brother needs his bike fixed.
Well, then I told my buddy Brian, he said maybe this Wednesday he's coming tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to bring all his tools and fix up things.
Right.
The younger one has smudges of dirt on her face. She's riding a pink tricycle that's a little on the small side.
Oh, wow.
He has two bikes. I have two bikes.
Where's your other bike?
My other bike is like...
Well, I think you need a bigger bike. You need the 14-incher.
I keep... My stuff keeps coming. And my bike.
It's not your bike?
Yeah, I need another pedal. I'll bring it over tomorrow.
All right.
Bring the boys.
Bring my boys. I'm not going to even be here. I'm going to be over by my house.
You got to bring the boy.
All right.
Dirt. You like hanging out with his kids?
Yeah.
They're little bike heads. They don't BMXers.
Whoa, he does have a chopper bike.
Terrence is carrying a big silver bike shaped like a motorcycle with chopper handlebars.
Oh. Look right at that
there.
Thing.
West Coast chopper.
He's carrying it because both the tires are flat and because the chain is rusted through.
Nice.
What? You got it all rusted out, man.
Oh,
what
yeah, look that? At that chain.
He hasn't rode in about 2 years.
Oh, my God.
That thing got popped.
All right. Bring in my truck.
We told you. He's got a West Coast chopper.
I I'm hanging out with Eugene Pollack. We're in Miller, where he's fixing up a house, hanging out with some people he knows in the neighborhood. Is this Mr. Matthews?
No, this is Mr. Khan.
Hello.
Neighbor, Mr. Khan. He's a,
I'm Robin.
A fellow.
Khan.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do? Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are you going mountaineering? Mountain climbing?
No. Or
Massachusetts.
Mr. Khan is looking at my license plates. I just moved to the area. About a month ago.
She's from Meridian.
From Massachusetts?
I live in Chicago now. I just moved here.
Good.
I lived in Boston before I lived in Chicago.
Why live in Boston? Why in Chicago? Why not Gary, Indiana?
That's a good question.
Best town for the 21st century.
Right? Oh, yeah. The new phenomenon.
New phenomenon. There you go.
That's it. The phenomenon. That's why we jacked our taxes to high heaven. Isn't it? Tell me about it. That's a one talk show right on there. How come they beat us up and nowhere else?
City on the move.
The city on the move, right.
City of the future.
A woman in blue sweatpants approaches. She has a folded up piece of paper in her hand. She says she's looking for an apartment around here, and Eugene asks her what kind.
Well, it all depends on what they want for rent. You know, I'm going to pay over, I really need something like a kitchenette.
You just need like a kitchenette, something small.
Yeah.
Well, go talk to Mr. Khan over here.
Mr. Khan.
Yeah.
He's home now.
Yeah. And tell him you're trying to look for a place to rent because he just kicked somebody out that didn't pay rent. Now it's that vacant.
Because I get
it's a house, though, not an apartment.
A house. So he probably don't want like $500 or $600.
I think he was renting it out for
$450.
Yep.
She unfolds the piece of paper. It's a bank statement. She gets a little less than $1,000 a month from her widow's benefits.
$964, huh?
Yeah. Wow. It goes straight to the bank.
Right, right. That ain't really a lot to live on, I know that.
Not, but, you know, like I said, I wouldn't go no further. And I'm looking for something that has the utilities with it.
Oh, utilities,
you know,
too.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind paying like $500.
Oh, man, that's
you know, but with now. Utilities.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't help. You said his name is Khan.
Yeah, Mr. Khan.
Good luck.
She looks homeless. And she's got, finally, a SSI.
Oh, Social Security? Or
yeah. Kind of helps you out.
Maybe she just, like, is looking for a new place, you know?
Seems like a hooker.
Oh. That's not very nice.